We want to welcome you to Back in the Day this January 19th of 2018. Our featured artist today is Fleetwood Mac and the Greatest Hits.
Taste to the sky.
Well, I wanted to give you just a little bit of bio on this project. We're actually listening to the vinyl version of this album, Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits. It originally came out, according to this, it originally came out on audio CD November the 18th of 1988. I don't even remember them having CDs in 88, but I guess they did. And then, of course, it's been re-released on vinyl. Vinyl seems to be the big deal now, and I can kind of see why. But I guess because I grew up during vinyl. But anyway, we started out with Rhiannon, and of course, Don't Stop. And coming up, we're going to have Go Your Own Way, Hold Me, Everywhere Gypsy, You Make Love and Fun, As Long as You Follow, and of course, Dreams, Say You Love Me. There's just a ton of wonderful hits off of this Fleetwood Mac CD, and we will continue on. You're listening to the SBB Radio Network.
When you go down.
And we're listening to Fleetwood Mac Greatest Hits that came out in 1988. And I thought I'd give you just a bit more bio. Stevie Nicks, his first name is not technically Stevie, it's Stephanie. And I was reading some bio on Stephanie or Stevie. She couldn't pronounce her name, so she called herself T.D., which actually ended up leading to her nickname, Stevie. And let's see, she was born, as I say, in 1948. And May 26th of 1948 in Phoenix, Arizona. And that would make her, let's see, I don't know when this was written. This says 69, so I don't know. Do the math, 48. Anyway, her early recordings was with Buckingham Nicks, looked like, in the early 70s. Then Fleetwood Mac and all that in the mid-70s. And she had all kinds of stuff all the way up until the present. So they say she's still recording. I'm not real familiar with what all she's doing now, but anyway, I thought I'd give you just a little background, a little information I thought was kind of interesting on Stephanie Nicks. We'll continue on. reading a little interesting bio on how Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham got together. They met during her senior year at Menlo Atherton High School when she saw Buckingham playing California Dreamin'. I guess she actually heard him playing it at Young Life Club. She ended up joining him in harmony during this performance, I guess, he's done. Or if it wasn't a performance, he was just kicking, I guess. And anyway, she was a senior and he was a junior in high school. And they later ended up in a band together. I think I read where it said somewhere around the mid to late 60s that she joined Buckingham in a psychedelic rock band. How about that? And that same band, eventually, it was called Fritz, and started getting popular. They ended up opening for both Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin from 1968 through 1971. Pretty amazing, huh? Anyway, we'll continue on.
Yeah.
A bit further into the bio of how Fleetwood Mac come to exist is Stephanie Nicks, or Stevie, and Lindsey Buckingham joined Fleetwood Mac in January of 1975. And they had a couple of big-time hits right off the bat within the first... I'm not exactly sure what the time frame was, but Rhiannon, of course, was one of the first biggies after they had joined up together with Mick Fleetwood and the folks that he was with. And let's see, of course, Landslide ended up being a monstrous hit, and there's still folks singing it today. Even they've even took and grassed up Landslide and have done it, and it's turned out to be they've turned out to really be make history. And of course everybody out, I'm sure, that's been around for a while remembers Rumors, and that was the name of an album, let's see, in early 1976. So if they joined in 75, it didn't take them long. They were already blasting away at great music and putting their roots down. and making Fleetwood Mac basically a historical event.
Thank you.
This is Back in the Day, January 19th of 2018. We're listening to Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits. Hey, we want to thank you for listening to Back in the Day. We've been listening to Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits and a little bio on them, and hopefully you enjoyed what we played. And we do this about once a week, posted up on our podcast. You can find those on iTunes, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Stitcher, and a whole bunch of others. Thanks so much once again for joining us for Back in the Day. Hope you have a really super, super fine weekend.